Oh.
The rest of the story. George was born in the early summer of 1887. His father's swaggering, backslapping, hard-drinking demeanor were too much for the wholesale business, so he tried the only thing that really suited him, politics. And he succeeded, fabulously, as the two-term mayor of Salamanca, New York. Now, George's mother, a strong individualist, unpretentious and yet uncompromising, in most ways the opposite of his dad, it was her influence that was to echo through the rest of George's life. In fact, the history of Broadway, to a very great extent, is the biography of a man named George Abbott. You've just met his parents. Now I want you to hear the rest of the story. In the whimsical world of footlights and makeup and make-believe, there was not a great deal of whimsy about theatrical producer, director, playwright George Abbott. He was a taskmaster, a disciplined perfectionist whose unrelenting devotion to his own visions produced the almost forgotten commodity great entertainment. A host of names you know, show business luminaries, were at least in part the handcrafted creations of George Abbott. Choreographer Jerome Robbins, director Harold Prince, Carol Channing, Shirley MacLaine, Richard Widmark, Van Johnson, Kirk Douglas, Gene Kelly. Throughout the course of this incredible career, George Abbott wrote, produced, directed, play-doctored, or acted in more than 100 Broadway musicals, many of which changed the American theater forever. So many titles that you know, Pal Joey, The Pajama Game, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, Sweet Charity, Where's Charlie, and the longest-running production George Abbott directed, Damn Yankees. Then one day, the godfather of the Great White Way got an amazing idea. Maybe you didn't know about it until 60 seconds from now. But at one point in George Abbott's brilliant career, he decided to make a musical of a story by Mary Shelley, which the world remembers as Frankenstein. A musical Frankenstein? A musical Frankenstein. Not only did George plan to produce and direct the new musical, he would write it as well. The script he called Frankie. And when it was finished, the work was clearly more comic opera than Broadway comedy. For even most of the dialogue was to be sung. After completing the script, George sent it to Arnold Mittleman, artistic director of the Coconut Grove Playhouse. Mittleman loved it. Yet as radically different as was Frankie, a musical Frankenstein, imagine. It was all the more important to try it out of town before bringing it to Broadway. And Florida's Coconut Grove Playhouse did debut the new Abbott musical. Yet you probably never heard of it, not because it failed. It was a smash success. Not because its creator gave up on it, but instead because today George Abbott still plans to bring it to Broadway. He just hasn't done it yet. In many respects, George Abbott invented the Broadway musical, having been involved in Broadway productions since the age of 26. In 1913, age 26, 1913. And yet George Abbott has been working on this comedy, Frankie, for the last 2 years, and is right now ready to introduce that monster musical on Manhattan's Avenue of Dreams as its writer, its producer, and its director. And George Abbott is now 102. And now you know the rest of the story.